Hey, it's Greg. Thanks for joining us on Toronto Today. Happy to have you in. Well, there's still a battle at Toronto City Council about whether or not John Tory will have strong mayor powers. 15 councillors signed a letter saying they don't want this to be the case. And one of the leaders behind that movement is Gord Perks. And Gord Perks talks about how there really isn't much to say beyond political bias, political ideology. This is simply about democracy, he feels. We chatted with him about it on Toronto Today.
This city council stuff is absolutely hot topic right now. No doubt about it. John Tory and the strong mayor powers. We'll talk about the letter that many councillors wrote to basically the province and said, this is just a bridge too far politically. Many people, I don't know that this is a left-right issue as well. This was John Tory on Toronto This Weekend, which airs 7 to 10 on Saturdays with Maggie Johns. He told her he didn't speak with Doug Ford about strong mayor powers.
Actually, the truth of the matter is I didn't have any conversations with him about this.
Okay.
There were people.
Did you have any conversations with anybody that was part of his government?
No, I actually didn't. There were people at the staff level who were having those conversations, including people from my office, so I could see that. But you know what? Nothing was agreed to. So what are you supposed to do? Am I supposed to put out a diary every day of every conversation I have with everybody and everything? I mean, at the end of the day, I know this is an important matter. I'm not trying to diminish it, but I'm just saying there were discussions going on during the election and after. I have discussions with the people in the other governments every single day about very important matters. And I've had a lot of success in dealing with them.
Okay. And Tory's explanation is plausible. Remember, Stephen Lecce is not sitting at a negotiating table, staring down, QP, and they're going back and forth, passing numbers back and forth. That's not how it works. Their people will negotiate with their people. Josh Matlow was on the show yesterday prior to this letter getting released, but he documented that some councillors are going to struggle standing up for what's right.
There are some councillors who I know absolutely find these undemocratic minority rule powers just unacceptable, but they're struggling to figure out how to speak up if they are to. And there are a couple who I've seen even just blindly defended, and you know that's baggage they're going to wear.
And so, yeah, we're talking about this with John Tory plus 8 would trump 17 councillors voting the other way. It's a problem. Again, there'd be an outcry in the United States if Donald Trump, Joe Biden, you name it, a governor, a mayor of New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles did this to some extent. Gord Perks is city councilor for Ward 4, Parkdale High Park. Hey, Gord, thanks very much for making the time to join our show and our audience. You're one of 15 councilors writing the letter. Are you encouraged there were 15? Or are you disappointed there weren't more than 15?
I'm encouraged we were able to get 15 to sign. I will tell you there are a lot more who want to. But the mayor has been pushing back hard.
But what are they afraid of in terms of adding their name to yours on that sheet?
Well, I suppose the worry is if it passes, you sure don't want John Tory angry at you, or you're not going to get any of the things that you're advocating for your community to get. It puts a member of council into a really tight spot to find out that the mayor of Toronto thinks he can just collect a couple of friends. And if you don't happen to be one of those friends, tough to you.
I think that's what we want from municipal politics, though. I know I do. What I want is somebody who's unattached, who will vote either by his or her conscience or vote by his or her riding and do what's best for the people that elected him. I know, and you know, we don't get that sometimes with any party, with provincial politics or federal politics. People get kicked out of caucus for one vote that goes against what a premier or prime minister wants, or even if you disagree with an opposition leader. Municipal politics should be a little more pure than that. Wouldn't you agree?
I'd agree. I consider myself a member of the party representing Parkdale High Park. That's it. There's nobody signs my nomination papers. There's nobody, who's the leader of a party telling me how to vote or whipping my vote. My duty is to the people who elect me.
Gord Perks is our guest on Toronto Today. Had somebody tell me at the federal level yesterday, they're an MP, but they know the municipal game really well. And they said, you know who I feel bad for the most? And I hadn't thought about this. They feel bad for the rookie councillors. They feel bad for the people who are stepping into municipal politics. It's tougher, as you know, than ever to put your name forward. And they're like, this isn't probably the initiation that they would like to be either you're on the side of the mayor or you're against him right away. Does that make sense?
It does. And I'll tell you, though, if you look at who signed the letter, I think it's pretty much every single one of the new councillors.
Yeah.
You know, stepped up and said, wait a minute, wait a minute. This isn't what I was sent here to do. And some of the people who've been most outspoken and doing most of the work to pull council together are people like Alejandro Bravo or Jamal Myers or Asma Malik. I mean, these people are just incredible. We had two members of the mayor's own executive committee, Lily Chang and Amber Morley, who are both brand new to council, stand up to them. It's quite impressive.
Court Perks is our guest on Toronto Today on 640 Toronto. I want to run two things past you that I think, I don't think that this would have changed the election result had John Tory documented this. And the strong mayor idea, the concept was brought up obviously in the summer, well before the municipal election. But what I would disagree with Mayor Tory on and those advocating for this is, I don't care how many votes you got, that doesn't give you a mandate to have a minority rule. It does. Like I said, I don't care if California's governor gets 82%. It doesn't mean he can, you know, put a quorum together and trump what the majority of other city councillors think is right or wrong or what gets passed.
No, I mean, a part of the reason why you're seeing such a backlash against the mayor on this is that every high school kid knows majority rules. I mean, it's just, it's part of our culture. It's part of, you know, if you're in, you know, primary school and the teacher says, you know, do we want to do math for the next hour or English for the next hour? Put up your hands. Everyone knows that the side with the most hands up wins. It's just, but the other thing you mentioned though, is in my ward, over 30,000 people went and voted for a mayor and a city councillor. They didn't go and vote for a super mayor and a city councillor who may never get listened to. They went into the voting booth with an expectation. Everyone who voted for John Tory thought they were electing a mayor who would govern democratically.
So, Gord, you asked for a special meeting 5 days ago to take place tomorrow on Thursday. Will you get that meeting?
I was hoping we'd get the meeting before the provincial government finished voting on this bill. That's likely going to be today. I haven't heard back. I wrote the mayor a public letter asking him to call a special meeting. I asked him during our inaugural council meeting, and he simply hasn't got back to me. It's the kind of cold shoulder that I'm afraid all Torontonians are in for, unless John Tory gives his head a shake and wakes up to this.
I know in politics, before you go, sometimes, you know, it's about, you know, counting to 10, playing the long game, taking the L, as they say. But I know there's councillors that look at this and say, we're getting off to a bad start. We need to get things done. We need a lot to get fixed. The pandemic certainly, and the pandemic response certainly plays into that. So for our listeners who pay taxes in Toronto, who say we're worried that this splinters council and is going to make it harder to pass legislation, what would you say to that? Do they have a point?
They're absolutely right. If the mayor came to me and said, look, Gord, there's something I want to get done, but I need you to be one of 8 votes in a minority, I would say no. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go along with that. So he's cut himself off from building consensus on council, which means that a lot of the work that people want to get done won't get done. It'll just be acrimonious and ugly for the whole 4 years.
On that bright note, well, we can't have that. We've got building and transit and issues to do. You've seen what's happening in Little Portugal right now with the sinkhole. Like there's huge infrastructure issues that we got to do quicker as opposed to drawing it out. And it feels like we're just going in circles on these things.
Here's what blows my mind. John Tory has never lost a vote on housing and he's never lost a vote on transit. Like no one can tell me what he needed this for. You've got an elected council who is focused on building housing and making our transit system work. The problem is that we're not getting funding from other orders of government. I mean, this plays to Doug Ford two ways. One, it makes people suspicious of local democracy, and that means that there's nobody else out there with any power. But the other is it turns the mirror away from him, and everyone's looking at John Tory right now. I don't know why the mayor went along with this. It just doesn't help Toronto at all.
What did it say to you? I asked Josh this yesterday. What did it say to you that the mayor of Ottawa said, I don't want it and I don't need it?
Well, that's what anybody who holds elected office and is there representing people should say. Anyone who's not saying that, frankly, they're beyond my understanding. I don't know what's going on in their heads.
Gord, thanks very much for the time. I appreciate you making it for us this morning.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
It's Gord Perks, Ward 4 counselor.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.